Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your partner through sexuality, a new tantra or a new tantric approach. This is a really fun topic. We've already talked about establishing trust, safety, and grounding. Go back and review those podcasts or those articles or those parts of the book, Make Love Every Day, and make sure that you have those solidly in place before you proceed. So now we'll be talking about connecting through sexuality. Only after trust, safety, and grounding are solidly in place. And we'll talk about why. Before we get into that, a quick shout out to new listeners in Singapore. That's a new one for us. Very exciting. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining us. If you have thoughts, questions, or ideas, follow the link in the show notes. You can sign up for the email list and email me your questions directly. You can even text me your questions on that same page. So go explore at the website and see how to do that. I look forward to hearing from you. And this is a topic that is perhaps one of the most popular, of course, but the one that people are most shy to ask about in person. So I tend to get questions about this by email or by text or in other places very quietly and in hushed tones. It shouldn't be such. Between you and your partner is the potential for incredibly deep connection, and sexuality is one very enjoyable aspect of that. So let's talk about it. So at this point, you have established trust. That's incredibly important. That's number one. You trust each other, which you may remember is a measure of risk. Really, it's a trust is a probability. What's the probability that this person would hurt me or detriment me or act against me in some way? What's the probability that they would have your back? Once you've established that, and then you've established safety, which as a recap is not just physical safety, it is physical safety, but it is also emotional safety, intellectual safety. They feel like they can say anything to you or discuss anything with you, and that even though it may not be a subject that interests them, they will not dog you for it. And grounding. Grounding is, to recap, the ability to, when your partner is spun up, stressed out, sad, upset, it's a skill set in how to bring them back down. That's why we call it grounding. Bring them back to earth. Back to a place where they feel, well, grounded, stable, standing on their own two feet, ready to move forward. And that's a skill set in terms of each individual person and the kinds of needs that they have, the things that tend to ground them. So go back and review that one. Now, once you have that, you've got this fantastic foundation. Trust, safety, and grounding. And only then are you really going to feel free to express yourself sexually. And that's why you build that foundation, because otherwise you're not going to feel free to express yourself sexually. So now you're ready for that. Now, sexuality, often associated with the sacral chakra, is an entire playground for you and your partner all to itself. Now, I assume that you have the basic how-to already. So let's talk about what it means to connect through sexuality. Now, you might be expecting some tips and tricks for better sex, and there will certainly be plenty of those. But let's focus on connection beyond the physical through the mechanism of the physical. This is where it gets really interesting. And let's have a really good time while we do. If you have done your homework, you've already established open discussions with your partner about what they like and what they don't like. And this has to be in a very non-judgmental way. So keep that going here. What would you each like to have more of? Are there particular moves, locations, or positions that you each favor? Maybe some new things that you want to try. As always, absolute honesty is critical, along with not judging yourself or your partner. Don't feel hurt if they're not comfortable with or interested in trying what you want to try. If you are not interested in their idea, try to find a way that they can fulfill that without you, or in some other way with you. Get creative. Sexuality is a natural mechanism for connection between two loving partners. It blends trust, safety, grounding, honesty, exploration, and self-expression. But usually when we talk with our partner about sexuality, we tend to focus on ourselves. That is what we want and what we like and what we would like to try. So how can you use sexuality, a very internal, personal experience, to get outside of yourself and connect with your partner? Some cultures and practices believe that sexuality can be a gateway to transcendence. Look up Eastern and Western tantric practices for that. Or even a way to honor and connect with God. And see the writings of Pope John Paul II. Yes, the Pope. You may be surprised. Go look it up. Within these cultures and philosophies are also a number of restrictions. For example, there are recommended ideal positions such as yab-yum or missionary. Some also recommend that males not ejaculate for fear of losing their energy. Well, that escalated quickly, didn't it? But you know, we have to address that. Other philosophies recommend that males learn how to have an orgasm without ejaculating so that they may learn to have multiple orgasms. Now, you might notice, ladies, that nowhere in any of these, quote, tried and true methodologies do we see a discussion of female orgasm. This is an absolute shame. I'm here to change that. So allow me to offer a new tantra. I want to state right now that not only is it important for women to orgasm, but women can have multiple orgasms. Women can experience up to 5 different levels of orgasm. Male ejaculation does not cause a draining release of some finite life force energy. Otherwise, my husband would be dead by now. And men can become not only multi-orgasmic, but multi-ejaculatory at any age. Now, that was a lot to declare, but I do so from my own experience. That last bullet about the multi-ejaculatory man is not just for teenagers, but for men of all ages. Yes, men in their 50s and 60s and upwards can have multiple ejaculatory orgasms within the same encounter without the need for pills. There's nothing hotter than when your partner is immediately ready to go a second time. It makes you feel incredibly desirable, which just spirals up your own experience, spiraling up your partner's experience. You get the idea. Fireworks. Well, how? How can this be? Because sex is not all physical for men any more than it is for women. It is mental, emotional, financial, energetic, divine, and everything else. When all is in balance, sex is amazing. And with practice, it only gets better. So now that you're properly motivated, let's talk about what practice might look like. Because I'm going to suggest something very different than what other tantric practices have suggested. Something much more oriented to the couple and to connection between the couple, but also for connection of each person unto themselves. Your ever-evolving sexual practice will naturally move through several different phases. So let's talk about those phases. Experimentation, exploring orgasm, exploring energy, exploring the divine, and then putting it all together. So there are really four different explorations that build on each other. And then what I call the 360 phase of putting it all together. So the first one is simple, good old-fashioned experimentation of all kinds. And we're going to get into these phases in great detail on later podcasts. Or you can read about it in the articles at the website, or you can read about it in the book, Make Love Every Day. Experimentation is just that. Experimentation. Have fun. Try new things. New toys, new positions, new times of day, new locations. All kinds of stuff. In the experimentation, nothing is off limits except that one of you just really doesn't want to do that. Then for that one person, it's off limits. But get creative and try to find a way to fuel each other's experimentation. Try things and then really honestly assess it. Well, I liked this, but I didn't like that. I want to do this more. I don't ever want to do that again. Just try. Have fun. Try things and be honest about what you liked and what you didn't like. Then exploring orgasm. Once you've kind of have your favorite repertoire of the basics, then you can focus on the internal feelings of your body, what your body is doing, what your partner's body is, how it's responding, and the different levels of orgasm that you can achieve, and have fun with that. And then exploring energy. So this is the next step of internal exploration between you and your partner. So not just what your physical body is doing now, but what the energy in your body is doing. How is the energy in your body moving? How is the energy in your partner's body moving and changing? And how can you move and change that energy together? Then you explore the divine. concepts of the divine feminine, the divine masculine, and their different roles that can be taken here. And recognize that each of these roles, these concepts of holding space for each other and entering space and blossoming in many different ways to put that, but holding space and then using that space are within each of us. We can each hold space for the other. We can each enter the held space and express ourselves. And so it doesn't matter if your partnership is male-female from a biological perspective, or if it's male-male or female-female, it doesn't matter. Or even in a group, if you are so adventurous. These concepts of divinity, divine masculine, divine feminine, are within each of us. So that phase of exploring the divine is about exploring the divine nature of your partner and the divine nature of yourself. And in this context, how that plays out. And this really spins up your entire connection with your partner, your entire relationship with your partner. Because in doing all of these things, you are exploring them within yourself and within your partner, and in this connection that you express together in terms of your sexuality. So you're getting to know them on this level of their divinity. They become the divine, and you become the divine. What a beautiful way to see each other. And then you put it all together. And at this point, you're saying, oh my God, that sounds like a lot of work. It's a practice, right? It's a workout. It's a practice that has incredible benefits. And you'll find that you naturally put it all together because these stages build on each other and assist each other. So, and at the same time, you are learning about each other on levels that you have not before. And that is only sort of spiraling this cycle of exploring, learning about each other, learning about yourself as you work through your own journey and they work through their journey, and there you are supporting each other. And then the sexuality is simply a mechanism for that, but a very, very fun one. So as you master these phases, I'll make one additional recommendation, a challenge. Make love every day. Yes, every day. Why? Well, as for any skill, if you practice it every day, you will get really good at it very quickly. But that's not the only reason to make love every day. Our interest in and our enjoyment of sex with our beloved is contingent on everything in life lining up just right. And in this way, your libido is the canary in the coal mine. If you don't want to make love, don't. And then explore what is off in your world so that you can improve it. And we'll discuss all that in detail later. But the best part about that concept of making love every day is if something is kind of off in your world, your libido is the first thing to suffer. So if you're not interested, that's okay, don't do it. But don't wait a week to ask, why am I not interested? Because things will only get worse. Correct it right now. So making love every day becomes a methodology for maintaining all the joyous aspects of your life. and not letting any one of them fall off the table there, right? Maintaining all of that, your health, your exercise, your mental well-being, your emotional well-being, your financial well-being. When everything's lined up, your human nature takes over and you tend to be interested. If any one thing is a little bit off, you will begin to notice it. So then you can fix it quickly so that you don't end up with big problems in your relationships because you fixed them when they were small, because your sexuality told you there was an issue. And there are many, really, many, many more really interesting and surprising side effects in the relationship when you make love every day. And we're going to be talking about all those kinds of things as we go forward. So send in your thoughts, ideas, and questions. Don't be shy. And let me know how I can help. This is one of my absolute favorite topics. Thanks for joining me this time. I think that's quite enough homework. Get to it. And enjoy. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.